Good afternoon. The snow is gradually tapering off behind what will be an historic storm across interior New York and New England over the last 24 hours. Intense low pressure lined up east of the Jersey coast and south of Long Island in a perfect position to take advantage of Arctic air that was in place as moisture was thrown back from the Atlantic in intense snow bands hour after hour during the overnight period and into the early morning hours. Snowfall rates were in the order of about 1 to 4 inches, with a few bands producing 5-inch-an-hour snow for a time during the overnight period. The result is storm totals in the 2 to 3 foot range across a large swath of interior New York and New England. But even those places that didn't reach those totals, we are still measuring the snow in double digits. The low pressure center will continue to slide east of Long Island and out of the region, and outside of a few leftover snow bands, which will produce another few inches of snow, particularly in the upper Hudson Valley and central and northern New England, most everyone will see things winding down in the form of a few snow showers. Even some breaks of sunshine will push through as the storm departs. High temperatures will reach up into the lower and middle 20s. We'll continue to dry it out tonight with low temperatures back into the single digits and lower teens. High pressure will build in during the day on Friday and skies will become mostly sunny. Temperatures will still be on the cool side but moderate a bit with highs around 30. It'll be dry to start the weekend with that high pressure center tracking off the eastern seaboard. Sunshine will give way to late day clouds and highs will be in the lower 30s. A weak front will pivot through the region on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies and the chance of a few scattered snow showers. Highs will lift into the middle 30s. That system will then depart, leaving us dry to start the new week with a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 30s on Monday before another front pushes through the region on Tuesday with scattered snow showers and highs back into the mid 30s. Another system will approach late in the week for Christmas Eve, and sunshine will give way to clouds on Wednesday in the upper 30s before we introduce the chance of rain and snow on Thursday. Right now for Christmas Day, it looks blustery and colder with highs back into the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Pacific Northwest will be stuck in an unsettled weather pattern over the next couple of days as a pair of potent frontal systems cross the region. 1 to 3 inches of rain is likely during this time frame along the immediate coast from Northern California to Washington. From the Cascades and Sierras, as well as other higher elevations of the Intermountain West, 1 to 2 feet of snow will fall through Friday night. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow ending this morning, then mostly cloudy and breezy, lower 30s. Boston, snow heavy at times, another 3 to 7 inches in the mid-20s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with snow tapering off to snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low, 21. The record high, 59, set in 1984, and the record low, 8 below zero, in 1942. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m. 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow showers tapering off this afternoon and highs in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 5 to 15 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers tapering off this afternoon and highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a band of snow tapering off to snow showers this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, Mostly cloudy with snow showers winding down this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Steady snow winding down as a few snow showers this afternoon, otherwise some breaks of sunshine and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny near 30. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Saturday, lower 30s. A few snow showers possible on Sunday in the mid-30s. On Monday, dry with a mix of sun and clouds, mid-30s. A chance of snow showers again on Tuesday in the mid-30s. And sunshine giving way to clouds on Wednesday in the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.